Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. There has been strong police intervention at the abandoned airport site at Notre-Dame-des-Landes this morning in an attempt to remove the last of the environmental campaigners still living there without the necessary documentation for legal agricultural schemes. More than 1,500 police officers moved in and dismantled around a dozen temporary shelters. As a result, there have been altercations between the Zadistes and the police. Exams at the Rennes 2 University have had to be cancelled today due to demonstrating students blocking the faculty. Protests are over the planned government reforms on changing university selection processes. Around 30 government ministers are travelling to the four corners of the country today for an initiative entitled Les Rencontres du Gouvernement. They will hold public meetings in order to engage with local communities and participate in question and answer sessions on concerns and changes the government is proposing. Transport Minister Elisabeth Borne is in Toulouse, Muriel Pénicaud in Bayeux and Nicolas Hulot in the Var. A police search is still underway for a convict who escaped from Brest prison yesterday. The 21-year-old man has been radicalised and is on the terrorism watch list and is considered dangerous. He escaped during a transfer to hospital when several accomplices lay in wait in an escape car. The driver has subsequently handed himself in to police. Today is the International Day Against Homophobia, which aims to highlight the discrimination still suffered by homosexuals. Assaults against the LGBT community remain high, and the organisation SOS Homophobie reports an increase of 15% for hate crimes against those within this community. Midnight tonight marks the deadline for those wanting to make their income tax declarations on paper. Those making their declarations online still have a few more weeks, depending on their département. And finally, in football news, headlining across France, the crushing defeat of Marseille by Atletico Madrid last night by 3-0 in the Europa League final. Over 6 million fans watched the match on television. Marseille player Dimitri Payet had to leave the field after 30 minutes with a thigh injury, which puts his inclusion in the national team for the World Cup in Russia in doubt. The French coach, Didier Deschamps, will announce the 23-man squad live at 8 o'clock tonight on TF1. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.